This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:47 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris is on vacation this week. He'll be back next Tuesday. FanGraph seems, Joe, to love the AL East this year, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be another season of 80-win teams. So they projected the Orioles and Yankees tying for first.
Right.
89-73 is what they projected. This is through Zips. But then the Red Sox come in at 84-78. Now, this is before the Bregman news, so that is probably should be updated. I don't know how that's going to impact how many wins they get. Tampa Bay is at 83-79, and Toronto is 82-80.
Do you only have the AL East? Do you have what they predict?
They're slowly going through each one.
Because for me, look, I've been doing this for a while, but I thought the Dodgers' win total was one of the highest I've seen in years.
It's 103, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the over-under. 102.5 is what I saw.
Yeah,
the
other day. Like, again, expecting them to probably win even more than that, could they, you know, if they're that good and they have that much starting pitching, could they, you know, win more games than the Seattle Mariners team did all those years ago? But it's nice to finally see that some of these outlets are actually liking the Orioles roster. I mean, we just talked about Pecota likes them for the first time in years. But I do think this is going to be one of the toughest divisions in baseball.
Now,
and then the other one's the NL East.
Now, I just got the updated version. This is FanGraphs, right?
Yeah, Zips is what they use, yeah.
This is 3/13/25. This is right now. What I have is the Yankees, 87.3 wins. The Red Sox, 83.7 wins. And the Orioles, 82.8 wins.
All right, yeah, they must have just changed that up then, because this was Dan Zimborski. We've had him on before.
Is this what you're looking at?
The name of the article is the 2025 Starter Spring Zips Projected Standings.
Is that FanGraphs?
Yeah. Well, so he's...
There's two different. So FanGraphs has FanGraphs has their own projections.
Yeah, I got you.
That one was kind of. So they even say in that article you're looking at though that those projections are somewhat flawed for the Orioles because they have so many players who are unproven that they take into account WAR more than anything else.
Here's what I believe, and maybe I'm wrong at this point, but
and even by this account. On this FanGraphs, everybody in the East wins at least 81 games.
Well, Dan Zimborski, I think he does Zips, but he also works for FanGraphs. He had written for ESPN. Zimborski's great mind. He's actually an Oriole fan too, which is kind of cool. But he's been waiting for this team to get good, and it's a guy we probably should grab and get on the show.
I've been trying. I've been efforting.
I can get him.
All right, text them up. Okay. I've done it before, and I've gotten green. There's just own green bubble.
We had them on every week for a while there when I was doing afternoons, and the relationship grew.
Hey, Joe.
Yo.
You just big time.
That's fine. Go ahead.
No,
big time, man.
I just said ask me to. I'm the only one that sat over in that chair.
I've been efforting.
That's true.
I could get him. He's been. So.
You want to win? Put Booby in.
Oh, you just got Rob mad. Rob did sit in the chair.
When I first started my career, I was in the chair, man. I was filling in for you.
You weren't producing.
What you talking about?
You weren't running that board over there. Look at that board compared to that damn DJ equipment we ran from karaoke night. You know, that's what that's what that station was.
Don't let facts get in the way of my anger right
yeah,
now,
there
Jeremy.
You go. In that article, though, he writes that the Blue Jays team that finishes last in his Zips projections
81 wins.
is one of the best last place teams he's ever projected.
And I 81 wins, man. This one does.
And I do think they finish last.
With 80-something wins.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to be... I'm not telling you they're a bad team, but...
They're the worst team in the East.
So it's weird. If you look at the AL East and the NL East, like with the AL East, you don't think there's a bad team. In the NL East, you're like, I don't know what the Marlins are, but all those other teams are really effing good. Braves, Phillies. Well, I shouldn't say that. The Nats, too. But I think the Nats are going to take a huge step forward this year.
I think so too. They were
so much
fun to
talent.
Watch last
yep.
year.
So much young talent.
I remember playing them, thinking, man, these guys just don't stop moving. It's just constantly moving.
Oh, they were one of those teams. The Red Sox. Oh God, how much did I talk about this last year? The Red Sox, the Nats, and there was one other team that I'm blanking on now. Were just stealing bases at a clip as a team that you couldn't possibly imagine. And when they faced pitchers that could not hold runners, like Corbin Burns, it was track meet on the bases if they were able to get the first.
It looked like, what was the movie when the guy was, the kid was a major league pitcher?
Oh, Rookie of the Year?
Rookie of the Year. Yeah. And then when he got on base, he started. Mm-hmm. That's how the Red Sox looked against the Orioles one game. They looked just making fun of us. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So, Jeremy, do you think everyone in the East finishes above 500, or at least at 500 this year?
I'll say no, because the likelihood of one finishing below it is probably, you know, if you're going to look at it mathematically, more likely to happen that somebody has a key injury somewhere and their team falls off. Maybe they make trades at the trade deadline because they realize they're not going anywhere. But again, for most of this season, I think you're going to have teams above 500.
This also has the Orioles at a 44.9% chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Yankees have the highest at 71.8, followed by the Rangers at 58.9.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. What did you think of Gerrit Cole last year? He's coming off of a Cy Young. And when you watched him last year, you were going, at times he didn't look like Gerrit Cole.
Didn't look dominant.
Yeah, that's the best word. He did not look dominant. Still really good, but I was seeing more guys get on base against him. More base hits against him and more power.
It's funny you say that. Last year, remember, he had an injury plagued year. Mm-hmm. He only threw 95 innings. He gave up 78 hits. He had 99 strikeouts and 95 innings pitched. So even at he won a ton of games, though.
Yeah.
17 starts, he won 8 games.
It's pretty impressive.
Very impressive. At 34, I want to see if he's healthy this year. If he's healthy this year, I expect him to return to that Gerrit Cole form. But I saw some cracks in the armor a little bit last year at times.
But that's kind of what we're saying. So the Yankees paid him, and there was no signs of him falling, the fastball falling off.
Yeah, he's not a free agent until 29.
But that's when we talked about Corbin Burns approaching 31. And then, you know, the injuries tend to go up. You start to break down a little bit more. Maybe you lose it on the fastball, and you've got to figure out a new way to pitch. I mean, that's what made Zach Greinke so special, is that he could get through a game with a 60-mile-an-hour fastball, you know?
And see, the tough thing about Cole, other than 2020, he hadn't had a year of fewer than 30 starts since 2016.
Yeah.
Take 2020 and throw that out. Even that year, he started 12 games out of 60.
Which is a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
He was on turn every – yeah.
He was projected to start about 33, 34 games that year if they play a full season. So last year, 17 starts, that's the fewest amount of starts of his entire career other than 2020.
Man, well, so it's going to be a fun year in the AL East. Like I said, the Red Sox made a bunch of moves that I think are very intriguing. And we haven't even talked about the wild card that is the Tampa Bay Rays. What if their pitching stays healthy for a full season? They've got some of the best pitching that we've seen, but everyone keeps getting hurt. Like, Shane McClanahan could be another Cy Young candidate for them, but he keeps getting hurt.